Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game with the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Whew. The NFL draft is finally over after taking place much of this past weekend, and man, we had a few Central Texas guys get drafted, guys such as Malcolm Brown from Brenham, University of Texas defensive tackle, going in the first round to the Super Bowl champion Patriots. Also, we had Bryce Hager from Austin Westlake High School playing football at Baylor, just recently got drafted. Then we had David Cobb in the fifth round, taken by the Tennessee Titans by way of Minnesota, University of Minnesota, by way of Ellison High School in Killeen. So we're definitely proud of our prospects out there that are going on to the highest level of football, wishing those guys endless success. Whew. Along with the NFL draft finally being over, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, something that bored me out of my mind. Yes, it's finally over after waiting all that time, but hey, guess those guys made their money. But anyway, it's high school football hitting real heavy on the high school scenery. We're getting a lot much more warmer weather here in Central Texas that should also be good and sunny when the state track meet takes place in about 3 weeks down there in Austin, which a number of our Centex prospects will be involved in. However, in the process of all that, I want to encourage all of you all out there, make sure you stay hydrated no matter what. Keep your bottle of water on you, your Gatorade, whatever keeps you hydrated, make sure you do your best. I myself, I've said it repeatedly on this radio show, I am well delved into this fight against bad health. So I encourage you all to do so too. Hey, longevity, nothing wrong with it. So make sure to keep yourselves hydrated. I want to say a big congrats to Roger Preciado from College Station High School, our number 3 quarterback prospect in Central Texas, on being offered by Fresno State this past week. This is a young man who has legit skills, and he's been waiting for a while to start pulling in some offers. And now it's finally happening for him. He'll indeed get more offers, I have no doubt. And so will a number of you out there. But speaking of scholarship offers, tonight we have a special guest, our number 2 ranked wide receiver prospect in Centex for the 2016 class, Mr. Davion Curtis from Temple High School. As always, this is going to be a great combo with one of the fastest prospects on the field in the Central Texas area. We're also at about the quarterly point spring evaluation period, which will continue all the way until the end of this month. College coaches are continuously coming through our Central Texas High School, so prospects, make sure you always have your best hat on when these college coaches come. Any day during the spring is the wrong day to be lazy, so make sure you're always going hard. And if these college coaches choose to talk with you individually, yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir. Okay? First impressions can be lasting impressions. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop if you have not done so already. Send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Centex Football Prospects. That's 3 words, TA's Centex Football Prospects. And also remember to go on our website and order your copy of our winter edition of our Honors Magazine, Central Texas Football Magazine, that is. Go to thscoutingscoop.com, thscoutingscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine and order your copy. You must have a PayPal account in order to do so. This is basically everyone that made our district, my personal All-Syntex team, All-State, and all of our seniors that signed scholarships or letters of intent, all of our seniors here in Central Texas, and then also a random list of our top juniors and top sophomores here in Central Texas, including our guest tonight, who's included in that list as well. It's a very interesting piece of work, and yours truly is very proud to be associated with it. We're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to be back with our very special guest this evening, Mr. Davion Curtis. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters located in Temple, Texas. I strongly encourage any of our young people and adults out there that would like to improve on their public speaking skills, believe me, if it can work for me, it can work for anyone else. It's such a beautiful thing to be able to speak live on the air to you all. And had it not been for me encountering Toastmasters, there's no way I would be able to speak publicly on the radio or in front of individuals and groups as well. So Toastmasters, check them out. Make sure that you join if you're interested in increasing your public speaking skills. All right, without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show our very special guest this evening, our number two ranked wide receiver prospect from Temple High School, T-Town, Davion Curtis. Davion, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm outstanding, man. I'm outstanding. Like I said, we got some guys that are getting offers throughout this spring. We got guys from Central Texas that got drafted, and no one is more passionate about high school football recruiting in this whole 600-mile radius of Central Texas than yours truly. So I appreciate you coming on the show, taking time away from your busy schedule. And, hey, let's have fun tonight, letting the rest of the world get to know what type of football prospect and student-athlete you are.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Davion, you attend Temple High School, the Wildcats, a school with two state titles, and a school that has produced the likes of legendary quarterbacks Sammy Ball, Kenneth Davis, Albert Reese, Brad Dusick, and Adrian Woodson, who I got a chance to watch when I was in high school. Now, what does it mean to you to be a Wildcat and being from Temple, T-Town?
I mean, well, it means a lot to me personally to become a Wildcat. Not only do I get to fulfill a role as a positive influence in the community, I mean, but I get to do it as a personal part of something bigger than myself or my brothers, and that's a big role to take on.
Woo, man, all right then. Well said, young man, well said. Now, Davion, hey, man, I don't mean to open up a can of worms, but I have to lay this on you, man. You guys lost the heartbreak in the state title game, and whoo. I think I was heartbroken even more than you guys, but because I want you guys to win that state championship so bad. I mean, it's just such a beautiful thing to me to brag on Central Texas. You got to understand, I went to college with guys from Houston and Dallas that thought they were just so much more athletic or superior athletically than us guys from Central Texas. So definitely, I guess I can say I felt a little bit of you all's pain. But with all that being said, what are the Wildcats planning this season as far as bouncing back from such a hurtful loss?
I mean, while it was a heartbreaking loss that we had, we're not going to let this little setback hold us down this season. I mean, we have a lot of promising returners like Ashton Logan, Quentin Smith, Aaron Freeman, and Vidae Greer, who are expected to do really good this season. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay. Now, you know, you guys lost Jeff Carr, our running back of the year this past season. You lost Chad Preston, our top-ranked athlete, and some other, you know, major players on that team. So you guys really feel that y'all can bounce back with the absence of those guys?
I mean, we have Devontae Neely, which is a great running back that we had last season. I mean, when Jeff and Marcus Hatcher didn't play, sometimes we usually put Devontae Neely back there, and he was a good part that we had in our season this year. For Chad, we really have Cole Martin. Cole Martin has been a good kicker for us this season. He's played quarterback sometimes, and he's done really good this season, so we're pretty excited about it.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Devontae Curtis is a team player. I mean, he just gave us a dissertation on how the Wildcats are going to be able to bounce back. So, college coaches out there, if you're looking for a good team player, Devontae Curtis, that's your man. Devontae, all right. What is your height, weight, and 40 time?
I mean, I'm currently 6 foot. I weigh 180 pounds, and my 40 time is a
4.43. 4.43? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. For those of y'all out there that are listening, being 6 foot, weighing 180, and running in the 4.4s, that's considered ideal measurables that college coaches and scouts like myself look for in prospects. But this young man, he, if you look at his film, it is nothing short of being exciting. I mean, this guy knows how to make big plays. And for those of you all out there, like a lot of prospects that may question why I didn't rank them as high, or parents as well, hey, it's all about what college coaches want. It's not me being biased. I talk with college coaches asking them, okay, what do you look for when you look for prospects? And they let me know, okay, this is what we want to see on film. So basically, if I see that on film, being that's what college coaches want to see, hey, that's how I rank the prospects. But you have to ball all out on film. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial. Then we're going to be back to talk with our guest for this evening, Devontae Curtis. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stanley Loop, call 254-680-CUT for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Design Hair Salon located on Stan Slute in Killeen, Texas. Miss D and her crew over there keeping the people looking even more beautiful and confident than they were prior to being served by those professional individuals. Now, Devontae, you are currently my number two ranked wide receiver prospect in Syntex. And man, you remind me so much of former LSU wide receiver Eddie Kennison due to your serious on-the-field speed, and your track background. What do you feel are your strengths on the field as a receiver?
I feel that my strengths on the field are my speed and my ability to outrun the receiver because I'm so tall and my route running. So those are my really strength things that I have.
Now, when I don't know if I tagged you on social media when I found an old film of Eddie Kennison, some old highlights. Did you get a chance to ever view
that?
That?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, what did you think about that young bit? Did he kind of remind you of some things that you do?
Yes, sir. Speed wise and route running, he's very fast, so that reminds me of myself a little bit.
Oh yes, most definitely. He was a fast guy. That's one of the reasons that I definitely liken you to him as far as the college comparison that I make when I do my rankings. Now, you said your strengths. What do you feel you need to improve on to make you that perfect wide receiver prospect?
I mean, there are things that every wide receiver needs to improve on. I mean, personally, I feel like I need to improve on catching the ball and little things like adjusting to the routes of the ball while it's in the air. although I feel like my running routes is good, I think I need to improve on my route running as well. I mean, there's always room for improvement in everything that a wide receiver has. So,
right. You know, there was someone that questioned, of course, someone's always trying to question me as far as my rankings go, but, you know, there was another scout that said, hey, how come you have this other kid ranked? I said, man, look, do you see how fast our explosive David Young gets off the line of scrimmage? Do you see what he does after the catch? Those things are what help separate you from just being an ordinary receiver, not just a guy that catches the ball, maybe make a move and get tackled. You're catching the ball and you're looking for the end zone. See, that's the type of attitude, appetite that you must have if you want to make yourself a well-known prospect playing that receiver position, especially with your size and speed. Now, we're talking about speed. How's track season going for you, and what events do you run?
I mean, track season is going good for us right now. My track team has made 4x2 to state right now with a 125.7. I could have made it to state in the 100, but I didn't do so well. But my fastest time was like a 10.61, so I'm pretty happy about that. I improved on that, and it's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Now you said 4x2. What happened to the 4x1? Because, you know, last year you guys had the number one time after the preliminary round at regionals last year. And, oh, man, y'all had a catastrophic experience, man. So what about this year? No 4x1 again going to state?
No, sir. I mean, we could have did better at what we did. We had a lot of injuries doing with our fourth leg, so it didn't really work in our favor as we wanted to, but it'll get better next season as we keep progressing and getting better. So,
hey, young man, no matter what happened, man, I'm proud of you guys because you saw an opportunity in the 4x2, you and your teammates, that is. You saw an opportunity in the 4x2 to bounce back, and, hey, you guys are going to state, and hopefully we'll be bringing that gold medal back to the Central Texas area. So
Sure. Definitely
tip my hat off to you guys and wish you all much success on that. All right, now we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk about football recruiting with Mr. Davion Curtis. So stay tuned.
Dave Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right. I'd like to make you all aware that immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you can see Davion's profile. You can also click on the link to the radio show to listen to it in its entirety again or however many times you'd like to listen to it. And also, you get a chance to see his highlight link that's also on the blog page. But, Davion, we're talking about recruiting now. Okay, enough of the speed talk. We're talking about recruiting. How is recruiting going for you, and what schools have offered you scholarships already?
I mean, recruiting is going for me. It's going for me really good because there are schools that I'm blessed to say that's offered me finally. Kansas State has offered me. Kansas Jayhawks has offered me. Wisconsin, Toledo, Tulsa, and a few more schools. But I'm very blessed to say I've been offered by those schools. So it's a great
feeling.
All right,
man. Woo. I tell you what, man. Hey, it's a blessing. And I know that you probably want some more offers, and we'll get into that. But, hey, it's a blessing, man, to know that as a junior in high school, you already have your college paid for as long as you continue to stay on top of those books, stay healthy, and keep your nose clean and keep your head down. Now, with that being said, are there any schools that you have yet to be offered by that are showing you some strong interest? And also, are there any schools that you'd like to hear from that you have yet to hear from?
I mean, Oregon State and TCU has shown me some interest, and those are schools that, like, I'm very proud to say that have shown me interest. University of Houston has shown me some interest. Those are a few schools right there. I mean, I'm very blessed to say that those schools have looked at me.
Okay. So, anybody you'd like to hear from, like the USCs, the Oregons, the Florida States, Alabama, who, you know, schools like that?
Texas A&M. Because they throw the ball a lot, and I like their offense pace. UCLA, Texas Longhorns. I mean, I love those schools. I've been a Longhorns fan since I was little. And LSU, because they use their wide receivers for speed-wise, and I've liked that. So.
Okay.
Those are some
All right,
of the schools
then.
I want to hear from.
That's good, man. Okay, that's a way to break that down, young man. I like that. Okay, all right. Now, have any coaches visited you thus far during the spring evaluation period?
Just Oklahoma State so far.
Okay. All right, believe me, if you have scholarship offers from those various schools, things are going to pick up during the month of May because a lot of college coaches, just so you know, a lot of them, the ones from out of state especially, wait to come down to Texas to during the month of May. A lot of times around the state, after the state track meet, that last week when the spring games are going to be taking place. But anyway, I encourage you to keep your head up and just keep working hard because, again, you never know who's watching. And make sure that you're always showing that strong leadership role as a senior to be. And when I say leadership, I don't mean the rah-rah-rah. Sometimes I think that rah-rah-rah stuff is blown way out of proportion as far as it relates to leadership. But what I mean, lead by example, you know, going to class, you know, being respectful to, your adult authority figures, okay, being the guy that is always reliable and dependable. Those are strong leadership skills on and off the field. Now,
yes, sir.
You run track as well. Do you want to play
yes, sir.
Both sports in college?
I mean, I've always thought of playing both sports in college. I mean, it's a choice that I have in mind. I would like to do both sports in college. I mean, because I can work on my speed and work on my route running, so it's very good for me. And colleges will love that, so.
Okay. Now, one thing I encourage you to do, just so there's no confusion once you get to college, but during this recruiting process, you may want to make that known to college coaches. You know, just ask them, hey, coach, do you guys have an issue with, you know, your faster, you know, football players running track in the spring? You know, that's a more professional way how to ask that question as opposed to, hey, coach, I want to run track. You know, just ask those questions early, and that way you can find out, you know, who truly does want you to be successful in both sports while in college. But, of course, you know, your scholarship will be for football, so it's going to be football first more than anything. And then, you know, I'm pretty sure as long as the coach is cool with you running track, then as long as it doesn't interfere with spring, those few weeks of spring football, you know, a lot of times, you know, you'll be able to run track outside of that. Now,
sir.
We're getting ready to conclude, Davion. You're our number two wide receiver prospect, Central Texas, playing for the Temple Wildcats, representing T-Town. Do you have any last comments for our listeners out there to be aware of about you and your Wildcat teammates?
I mean, we're just excited about the season this year, and our seniors are very excited. This is our last year to improve and to get better and to let the colleges know that we are here, and we're the Temple Wildcats, so just excited about that.
All right, all right. Folks, I've told you this more than 100 times on the show. We play serious football here in Central Texas, okay? I know a lot of folks, especially college coaches, they like to run Dallas and Houston first to look for their prospects, but we have them here in Central Texas. That's why I took it upon myself, my personal mission, my personal calling, to make sure that Central Texas prospects are eliminated as much as possible. That's why I created the magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, because, again, it does nothing but bring more exposure to our prospects here in the Central Texas area. Davion, young man, hey, thank you for coming on to the show. Again, stay on top of those books, continue to work hard, and be that leader by example. And you and your teammates, you guys bring that gold medal back home and then that state championship in late December, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show.
Not a problem, not a problem. Again, folks, that's Davion Curtis. Immediately after this show, make sure you go to our blog page, CentexFootballScoop.blogspot.com. CentexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, and you can see Davion's profile highlights and also listen to the recording of this show as many times as you like. For myself, TA, follow me on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, on Facebook, TA's Centex Football Prospects, and also make sure if you have yet to order the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, make sure you do so on our website, thscoutingscoop.com and click on Scouting Magazine. Again, keep yourselves hydrated out there. Be safe. And always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing out from yet another show. God bless.